Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right to it. Today was all about the unwind, the AI trade, the megacap leadership. It finally stumbled and it dragged the whole market down with it.
It really felt like a switch flipped. The NASDAQ gets hit for 2%, the S&P 500 down over 1%. What was the spark?
One name, Palantir, PLTR. They come out, they crush earnings, they raise guidance, and the stock gets hammered. Down almost 8%. That sent a shockwave through the entire AI space.
So it wasn't the numbers. It was the narrative, the valuation?
Exactly. The stock was trading at over 200 times forward earnings. It was priced for absolute perfection, and traders finally decided to ring the register. That profit-taking cascaded. Suddenly, everyone was looking at their high-flying tech names and thinking, maybe it's time to take some chips off the table.
And that pain was felt most acutely in the chip space. Right, the semiconductor index, the SOX, was just brutalized.
An absolute bloodbath. Down 4%. NVIDIA down almost 4%. AMD getting sold off ahead of its own earnings report. It was clear risk-off rotation. Money was fleeing the highest beta, most crowded parts of the market.
It's interesting because the Magnificent Seven have been holding everything up. Today, six of the seven were down. Tesla got hit particularly hard, down over 5%.
It was a total reversal. For weeks, bad breath was being masked by megacap strength. Today, that flipped on its head. The S&P 500 Equal Weight Index actually outperformed the market cap weighted index. That tells you the selling was concentrated at the top.
The lone bright spot in that group was Apple, finishing slightly green. What was the story there?
A report that they're developing a cheaper MacBook to compete with Chromebooks. It's a defensive move, but in a market like this, any positive catalyst stands out. It wasn't enough to save the tech sector, but it saved the stock for the day.
So if money was flowing out of tech and high growth, where did it go?
Into the classic defensive hiding spots. Financials actually led the way, up over 0.5%. You had a name like Apollo Global Management, APO, surging over 5% on a strong earnings beat. Consumer staples and healthcare also saw modest gains. It was a clear rotation into value and safety.
Got it. Now, amidst all this selling, there was one stock that absolutely exploded higher. Let's talk about Sanmina, S-A-N-M, up over 16%.
This is a fantastic story of transformation. Sanmina was, you know, a pretty steady, almost boring electronics manufacturing services provider, but their recent acquisition of ZT Systems is a complete game changer. It catapults them directly into the high-performance computing and AI infrastructure space.
So this wasn't just a beat and raise. This was the market re-rating the entire company?
Precisely. ZT Systems has a $5 to $6 billion annual revenue run rate. To put that in perspective, Sanmina's entire revenue for the last fiscal year was just over $8 billion. This deal massively boosts their scale and, more importantly, their strategic position in the hottest part of the market. They're no longer just a component supplier. They're a systems integrator for AI and the cloud.
Okay, but with a deal that big relative to their size, isn't there significant integration risk here? That's always the concern.
Oh, absolutely. That's the key thing to watch. Execution is paramount, but management sounded incredibly confident. The pipeline is expanding, and they've now posted back-to-back double-digit earnings beats. The momentum is undeniable. After a 16% surge, you probably don't chase it tomorrow morning, but it's a name that is now firmly on the radar for any dips.
All right. Let's shift to actionable ideas for tomorrow. The tape today was messy, but there were pockets of real strength that look like they want to continue. What's on your continuation watch list?
Okay, first up is CACI, Defense IT. This thing showed decisive strength right into the closing bell on expanding volume. That's a classic sign of institutional accumulation. It closed right near the session high around 584.
So what are the key levels you're watching there?
I'm looking forward to test the 586.40 resistance level. A clean break there could see a quick move to 590 and then up toward 595. For an entry, you could look to buy a small pullback into the 582 to 583 zone or add on momentum once it clears 586.50. I'd keep a stop just under 580.
I see. And you're also seeing strength in the insurance space?
Yes, specifically with Chubb. Ticker CB. It had a persistent bid all day, grinding higher into the close. That kind of price action in insurers often leads to multi-day trends. It's testing resistance at 285.76. A break there should bring 286.50 then 287.80 into play. Dips to the 285 area look viable.
And what about healthcare? HCA was another name that held up well.
Very controlled, orderly grind higher. It's building a nice structure of higher lows. The level to watch is the intraday high at 472.50. If it can clear that, a measured move toward 474 or 475 seems likely. I like buying dips in the 470s with a stop below 469.
Okay, so those are the continuation plays. What about an anticipation setup? Something that isn't breaking out yet but looks coiled for a move.
For that, I'm looking at Powell Industries. P-O-W-L. It's an industrial name. The chart today was really interesting. It had a sharp flush down in the afternoon, but then it completely stabilized and found its footing. That kind of shakeout can often precede a strong move higher.
So you're looking for it to resolve upwards after shaking out the weak hands.
Exactly. It's a classic anticipation play. You're betting that the afternoon stabilization is a sign that the sellers are exhausted. It's setting up for a potential squeeze back to the upside. It's one to watch closely right on the open.
Let's wrap with the big picture. After today's sell-off in the leaders, what's the main takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
The key takeaway is that the character of the market has shifted. You can't just blindly buy the dip in mega-cap tech right now. The theme is profit-taking in the leaders and rotation into quality defensive names. Focus on the stocks that showed relative strength today. Names like KCI and CB. They are telling you where the institutional money is flowing. Be nimble, respect your stops, and don't fight the rotation.
Great insights. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening.